all of God's kings and queens from around the world. Welcome to Journey with the Queen podcast. As in life, we are all on a journey with many interesting detours. As we go throughout life, we are in the continuous process of changing and developing over time. This podcast is focused on relationships, finances, and real life situations. I am your host, April Love, a trailblazer, entrepreneur, and a woman of the Most High God, who believes that if you keep Jesus first place in your life, you will be resilient. Let's take a journey through this episode. Hello, kings, and hello, queens. Welcome to another episode of Journey with a Queen podcast. I want to welcome you all today to this episode. I am your host, April Love, and this episode is going to be one that will bless you. And if you're feeling low, that this is the episode for you. So on February 27th, the Lord spoke to me, and this is what he said to me, and then I'll give you a little bit of back history. On February 27th, the Lord said, "You are about to be blessed the way Mephibosheth was, even in a low place." He said to stay patient, be kind, and treat others nice. You will be fine and happy in a short while. Continue to fast and meet with me. Okay, so the backstory is, I went on a fast. It must have been the 25th, the Sunday of February 25th, I believe. And I was attacked during this fast very heavily on like the first day, which would have been Monday. And so I was sitting with the Lord and I was praying and I was reading and I was worshiping. And so what he whispered to me on the 27th was just like right on time, because I was feeling like I was in such a low place. Even though I'm doing the right thing, I'm fasting, I'm praying, and all of these things that we do, right? And so I hope that this episode, this video, bless someone today. So feeling in a low place and just like, God, what is happening? I don't understand. And so he reminded me that even when you are feeling low, or even when you are in a low place, he is with you, right? And so if you saw the video or the post in the community page on my YouTube channel, then you would have saw that I was ordained just this past Sunday, which was March 3rd. And so I knew that the warfare would probably be really high, and you know, things were going to be intense. But so many things happened in 1 week. Up until the night before me being ordained, I was up until 2:30 a.m. fighting. So why this message blessed me so good, that God said, even in a low place, I will bless you, is because of everything that I experienced, you know, during this week of fasting right before me being ordained. And so I'm going to share with you all today, you know, the first word that he whispered to me before he gave me the word of encouragement, which was when he said that you are about to be blessed the way Mephibosheth was even in a low place. So he whispered to me Lodabar, and I heard it so clear in my spirit. And immediately I thought of this story of Mephibosheth. And so my Bible was on my stand. So I grabbed my Bible and I'm like, okay, where is this at? I know it's in the Old Testament. So long story short, I grab my Bible and I go to this story. Okay. And so I'm going to read this story to you because it's going to make sense when I'm done with this. And I pray to God today that this encourages you. If you are in a low place, if you feel like you are forgotten, that you feel like God is not with you, that you're doing all the right things, but yet you're still in this place of lowliness, right? And so what is Lodabar? I did a little research and I understand that Lodabar is a place without order. It's pastureless. It's a place that is very dry and parched, and it's like a crummy place to live. So in this day and age, what we would call ghetto, right? So Lodabar is a place of ghetto-ness where you don't really want to be because it's dry and there's nothing there. And so Mephibosheth, which was Jonathan's son, King Saul's grandson, was living in Lodabar, okay? And so what I want you to know is I felt like I was in a low place on Monday, the first day of me being attacked during my fast for those 7 days. And so I'm going to be transparent in this moment because I truly believe that this is going to help someone. And again, that's my prayer, that it reaches someone, that it will help. So what happened was I had a client. I'm an accountant, just in case you don't know. And so I had a bookkeeping client who has been, I'm not going to say mistreating me, but he treated me as if I only worked for him. And this client is very money hungry, right? God told me that it's the spirit of greed. And that's what I was feeling for a very long time. And this client wanted me to do things that I'm just not willing to do because I'm very integral. This client made all his emergencies my emergency. And so about a week before last week, the week that I fasted, I told my daughter, I was like, I truly feel like letting this client go because it was too stressful. Out of all my clients, this is the only client that I had that made me feel very stressed. Intense and just a lot, right? And so the client wanted me to give him something that I could not rush on. Okay, so if you are a person that knows anything about taxes, a nonprofit tax form is not something that you can do really quick. You have to take your time because it's pages and pages and pages. It's not like a regular 1040 that we all file as individuals. This is a very extensive form that takes some time to complete. And if you want it completed with accuracy, then it takes some time, right? And so I just was not willing to rush on the form to make him happy to get it done fast because he was trying to get a line of credit with a bank, okay? And so I just was like, this is beginning to be overwhelming to me. And so I kept praying about it and I kept praying about it. And I felt so strong in my spirit that I need to let this client go. Not just because of this one incident, but because of several different things, right? And so I called the client because we were going back and forth on some emails. And I'm the type of person, you know, things can get messed up through translation, through text, through chat, through emails. And if I feel that way, it's easier to just pick up the phone and call you to discuss the matter. And so I picked up the phone and I called the client and I can tell that he was already upset when he answered the phone. And this client does not understand the language of accounting or taxes. So it's already like a lot having to explain things to him. But I'm very patient when it comes to the things of business. And I want my clients to understand. So I took the time to explain to him that this 990 is not a form that I can rush on. I understand that you need this like yesterday. But if you want it done and you want it done right, then allow me the time that I need. And he went off. He went off and I did not see this coming. I was so hurt because I had been with him for a very long time. For one, I helped him start his QuickBooks and bookkeeping process. And so he was like a baby client with me. He's been with me for a while. And so I was hurt because I didn't see this coming and I didn't expect for him to talk to me the way that he did. And so I couldn't get a word in to really say anything. And then the next thing I know, I'm trying to stop him so that I can explain. and he starts cursing at me. And the sad part about this, which breaks my heart because I know that it breaks God's heart, is that he is supposed to be a man of faith. We've had conversations about God because I love God and I talk about God to everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a client, a friend, somebody on the street, like I love God. And so it really hurt that he cursed at me and cursed me out the way he did. And so that's the transparency of this video, which was why I felt like I was in a very low place, because here I am trying to help someone to make sure that their business is in, you know, good standards, good order, compliance, and I'm being cursed out. And then on top of that, now I'm losing the client. So the Lord reminded me to stay faithful and to stay focused. And so what's amazing about God is that because I had this strong feeling in my spirit, like I said early on, that this client I needed to let go, I couldn't cry after the conversation. I was really upset and sad, but I couldn't cry. And I'm a crybaby. And so what I realized was that is what needed to take place. Now, in that manner, no. But that is what needed to take place, because after that, I felt so relieved. I felt less stressful. I don't even care about missing out on that money. And this is a reminder for someone too. All money is not good money. We've all heard that saying, right? All money is not God money either. And sometimes we want to hold on to people just to make sure that we have that income. But one thing I know is that God is faithful. And one thing I can tell you is that I trust God. So if this client left, I believe, because God told me to start this accounting firm 6 years ago, and he's brought every client that I've had. So therefore, I know that he will replace that client. So I have faith to believe that that client will be replaced with a client that will respect me, that will work well with me, that will be loyal, and all these things. But what I had to remind myself all week was, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. Because in a situation where it does not look like, how is this going to work out? You know, when you have a mortgage and you have bills and things like that, your mind can start to go to, well, God, how is this going to all work out? During this time of my fast, I didn't care. I just told God that I trust him. I'm not worried about how something is going to work out. I know that God is going to make a way, and I stand on that, and that's it. And so why I love God so much is because of this particular story right here. Mephibosheth was in Lodabar, minding his business, not looking for anything, not asking for anything. And I'm just going off of what I read in scripture. It doesn't really say what he was doing, but what I'm saying is, he was not looking for David. David was looking for him. Okay. And so again, Saul's son, Jonathan, had a son named Mephibosheth. King David and Jonathan had a covenant that they would protect each other, and David would carry it over to Jonathan's descendants. Right. And this is why God loved David so much, because David kept his word and his covenant. Because as we know, our God is a covenant keeping God. He keeps his promises. And so David kept his promise to Jonathan. And so in 2 Samuel chapter 9, it's verses 4 where it talks about Lodabar, but I'm going to read the whole chapter, because the whole chapter is just, it blessed me so good. And I believe that it's going to bless you. And so it says, one day David asked, is anyone in Saul's family still alive? Anyone to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? He summoned a man named Ziba, who had been one of Saul's servants. Are you Ziba? The king asked. Yes, sir, I am Ziba. The king then asked him, is anyone still alive from Saul's family? If so, I want to show God's kindness to them.
Ziba replied, "Yes, one of Jonathan's sons is still alive. He is crippled in both feet." "Where is he?" the king asked. "In Lodabar," Ziba told him, "at the home of Machir, son of Amiel." So David sent for him and brought him from Machir's home. His name was Mephibosheth. He was Jonathan's son and Saul's grandson. When he came to David, he bowed low to the ground in deep respect. David said, "Greetings, Mephibosheth." Mephibosheth, replied, "I am your servant." "Don't be afraid," David said. "I intend to show kindness to you because of my promise to your father, Jonathan. I will give you all the property that once belonged to your grandfather, Saul, and you will eat here with me at the king's table." Mephibosheth bowed respectfully and exclaimed, "Who is your servant that should show such kindness as a dead dog like me?" Then the king summoned Saul's servant Ziba and said, "I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and servants are to farm the land for him to produce food for your master's household. But Mephibosheth, your master's grandson, will eat at my table." Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Ziba replied, "Yes, my lord, the king, I am your servant and I will do all that you have commanded." And from that time on, Mephibosheth ate regularly at David's table, like one of the king's own sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. From then on, all the members of Ziba's household were Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah. From then on, all the members of Ziba's household were Mephibosheth's servants. And Mephibosheth, who was crippled in both feet, lived in Jerusalem and ate regularly at the king's table. My God. So this story blessed me so good because Mephibosheth was not looking for anything. He didn't even know about this promise that his father, Jonathan, and David had that would come back and catch up with him, that he would now eat at the king's table. He was in a low place. He was in Lodabar, and God blessed him through King David. God blessed him. And in the scripture, it says, and this is what God was reminding me, to continue to be kind because God will bless you. You don't have to worry about going after and trying to find, you know, this or find that because God will do it. It said that, if so, I want to show God's kindness to them. This is David telling Ziba. He wanted to show God's kindness. So yeah, David had a covenant with Jonathan, but David wanted to show God's kindness to Mephibosheth. And he was in Lodabar. Didn't even know that he was getting ready to be blessed out of his mind with land. So what God is telling me and some of you today is that don't worry about if you're in a low place. Continue to serve God. Continue to be faithful to God because God will reward you. And he will reward you openly and publicly. Even when you're being mistreated, continue to stay faithful to God. Continue to be kind. Even if people are mistreating you, be kind to them because God, El Roy, sees everything. And God will bless you. And so this story really blessed me because I just can't even imagine that Mephibosheth was in this place called Lodabar, not even probably thinking about being blessed with land and being able to eat at the king's table. And then all of a sudden, boom, here comes the servant getting him to come before David. We think sometimes that we're forgotten, but God does not forget about us. We're never forgotten. We're never forgotten. And I want to read this other scripture because this is one of a reminder for all of us. That God says in Isaiah 41:10, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And so I love that scripture too, because God is reminding us, and he's always reminding us, that he is with us. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so he showed that to Mephibosheth. And if you all don't know the story of, you know, how he became crippled in his feet, his nurse that was caring for him when they were being attacked, Jonathan saw the nurse dropped him. And I think this is in 1 Samuel. The nurse dropped him. And so that's how he became crippled. But even in a crippled state, even in a low place, God can still bless you. And so King David, as we know him, as a man after God's own heart, this is reasons why. Because he showed kindness. He kept his promise. He was a man of his word. And that's another thing, that we need to be women and men of our own word. And so I pray that this has truly been a blessing to you. I just admonish you to take this story and go read it out for yourself and see what you get out of this. But I'm telling you, God was speaking to me during this time of how David showed his kindness to Mephibosheth, you know, and he didn't have to, but he did. David was loyal to God first. And so it's just so much that I want to say, but for the sake of time, I wanted to keep this short. But I pray that you study this word out for yourself, and I pray that it blesses you. Be kind to one another, because God is kind to us, even when we don't deserve it, even when we're not kind to him. He's kind to us. So I just want to thank you all so much for joining. Thank you all so much for tuning in, for listening, for watching. And until the next video, you all take care and be blessed. Shalom.